Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do listen up for Silver Hand MMA, Jonathan Rollins, and this week, No Amat. This is the podcast that keeps you updated on all things pop culture, politics, current events, and our personal lives. This episode, I'm joined by my good friend Martin Sonneby, and we're talking about the media coverage, or lack thereof, of the Gaza situation, the jokes on EFS that caused a little bit of backlash, and finally, Martin has a hot take on St. Patrick's Day that you're not going to want to miss. But first, Amat, play that beat. Hello, listeners of Silver Hender. I'm alone today in the studio working for you because I care about you. And we got to get these episodes out. There's stuff on our minds. We got to talk about what's going on. Amat is not here because he is in Italy. And we know that you see pictures and cool things of people on vacations. And as Swedes, you get jealous and you stop following him. But don't do it because he's there with three kids. It's not so fun. You know, it's not a vacation when it's three kids. It's a trip. So he's on a trip with his wife. And I don't think it's that fun, believe it or not. So don't unfollow. Just follow him and have your fun. But while he's gone, I'm here, man. Got to hold it down for y'all. And today I got Martin Sonneby joining me. He's a good friend of mine. You might know him from being in hot water not too long ago. His podcast now is called Amco Mortum, but before it was called Alla Mina Kamrater. And they had a little incident that we talked about way back in the day when we were at a power meeting and we discussed the situation. I didn't know him then, but it's what made the situation made me like him more when I found out that someone came on their podcast, said some really offensive, wild stuff. The guy had some, was drunk at the time, I believe, early in the morning on the morning show, was drunk. And said some wild shit. And then they got canceled because of it. Like, you know, I say cancellation doesn't happen. They got canceled. Like, people pulled all their sponsorships and stuff. And everybody quit from the show because of it. They're like, I guess it's done. But not my boy. Martin was like, I didn't say it. So he kept it going. And now he has Amco Mortum. And when I heard about his story, that's what made me like him, that he just kept going because he went against the grain and didn't quit. And now he's, you know, still doing his thing with the podcast. And I'm a regular guest on there. And it's my guy, man. So I wanted to talk to him because he's a presence in comedy and media, or whatever. But I know people shy away from the Israel, quote unquote, war with Hamas, as they put it in American media. And that's basically what we're talking about, is the way that media is covering it. I'm disappointed in U.S. media. He's disappointed in Swedish media. And we delve into that. And Martin discloses what he thinks is the best form of media that he takes in. It's almost like a commercial for AJ, as he calls it. So check that out. And maybe check out his suggestion, because I feel so underinformed these days. So that's something for you. Look forward to that conversation for y'all and hearing your feedback on that. And then we talk about EFS being in a little bit of hot water. Not really hot water, but a little bit of a controversy about a joke that was made on there about Ukrainian women. So interested to hear what y'all think about that too. And our perspective as two comedians, how we feel. Guess how I feel. So I want to hear what y'all think about that as well. It was a good conversation with him. And then Martin came up and hit me with a hot take of his about St. Patrick's Day that I didn't see coming. He lived in the U.S. for a bit and in high school. And one thing that bothered him that caught me off guard. I mean, when something bothers Martin, he says it. So he goes into that. And it almost changed my perspective, man. I might have to change the way I feel about this, what I thought was an innocent holiday. Huh? Maybe not. Maybe not so much anymore. But I'm hoping that you enjoy that. Don't forget to hit us up on Patreon. Become a Patreon subscriber. You can get video material, extra episodes, ad-free episodes. Patreon.com/SVHO. Support me with the Laugh House, thelaughhouse.sc. And you can support Amat with Svart Historia. Check that podcast out. Appreciate y'all. And don't forget, you can support us in non-financial ways, like leaving a positive review, 5-star review, saying how great the podcast is, saying how much you love my laugh, stuff like that. It really helps us out. So I appreciate y'all. And it's time to check out this conversation, and I'll see you on the other side. This is Martin Sonneby and my conversation about what's happening. What's up, Martin?
What's up?
Good to have you on, man. You've never been on Silverhinder.
Nej, aldrig.
Or Power Meeting.
Nej, aldrig. Jag sa till dig att jag ställer upp när du vill.
Yeah.
För du kommer alltid till mina program.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate it, man.
Så när du vill. I owe you about 200 episodes.
I know, right? I've probably been on yours 200 times. Probably.
Yeah, through the years.
Yeah, man. Ah, man. Well, I appreciate you coming in. As y'all know, as I told y'all in the intro, Amat's not here, so I could do whatever I want. And I wanted to talk to you because one thing I've noticed amongst my friends in media and whatnot is an apprehension in general towards discussing the situation in Gaza.
Oh, vill du prata om Gaza? För det, jag håller med dig. Ingen vill göra det.
Even on your show.
Nej, folk kommer och gästar och bara, jag trodde vi skulle göra humor. Och så, bara, och så ser man alla entarmar bara.
Yeah.
Jag kan höra dem i rummet.
And I don't mind. I don't know, I feel like I have it's probably, if you would ask people, it's probably unwarranted comfort in the fact that I've done, I don't know, it's probably close to 1,000 audio episodes of something. Mm. You know what I mean? If it's your pod combined with definitely more than 1,000 probably.
Ja, man slår ut det på 10 år. Det är säkert.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 10 years. So I feel like the fact that there's 10 years of me speaking my opinions that I know people kind of get where who I am by now.
Ja.
So I can say what I feel. Right?
I mean, absolut.
It's like there's a
comfort sidan, here. Å ena sidan, så du kan prata fritt. Det kan jag också. Eller jag bara gör det. Får man ta konsekvenserna.
Yeah.
Man får ta konsekvenserna. Det är inte alltid positivt. Men å andra sidan, om någon skulle vilja göra ett highlight reel och måla upp en som världens värsta människa, så hade det varit skitenkelt, eller hur?
Or, the way I look at it, if they want to paint the world's best person.
Exakt.
They could do that too.
De kan få det att se ut precis som helst. Det är bara ta 10 år av skit man har sagt.
So why not So why not just say what's on your mind? That's what I said.
Ja, absolut. Absolut. Jag är med dig. Jag har gjort det så länge också. Jag har inget att förlora.
Yeah. Yeah, plus the way you got your setup. I like your setup. I've spoken about it publicly before that you have it nice where you can just say what's on your mind.
Ja.
Without, I mean, your listeners are who basically funds what you're doing.
Ja, precis. Vi har några sponsorer, men vi har alltså den största delen är pengar, folk som betalar, yeah, abonnerar på programmet eller som supportar programmet på något, yeah, sätt. Så nej, det är inte sponsorstyrt,
right,
vilket betyder att det är ingen sponsor som kan bli rädd och bara dra sig ur och så har inga pengar kvar.
Yeah.
Så det är en trygghet. Och sen också är det så här, jag jobbar ju inte någon annanstans. Jag har inget som, det var som Ahmed Berhan åkte, liksom, han fick skit på internet för något han hade sagt på en stand-up-scen. Det var någon som inte gillade hans skämt.
I like that joke too.
Men jag minns inte skämtet.
It was basically, he likes to, I don't want to mess his joke up, but the premise of the joke is that he likes to go to a Thai restaurant if he knows that it's Thai. Like, he want to see people working there.
Ja, just det. Du vill se de människorna från det, right, landet, för du vet att det är bra.
And you want to see an illegal handjob in the background. That's basically okay, the joke. I don't know exactly how you worded it.
Men det var då sa Ahmed så här, för att då han gjorde bara stand-up då. Och, då, yeah, och han var så här, och folk bara så här, vi ska se till att du förlorar. Han bara, var ska ni sparka mig ifrån? Internet. Jag jobbar, yeah, ingenstans. Yeah. Det är det här jag gör. Liksom.
Great, ni kan
inte,
yeah.
Och så jag känner så också. Jag jobbar ingen annanstans. Ni kan inte sparka mig från internet. Det går inte.
Exactly. Man, we can maybe talk about that later too. There is a little bit of heat coming their way now.
What, internet?
On the show. On EFS.
Ja, med skämtet.
Det
kan vi ta senare också.
Yeah.
Ja, vi snackade om det också häromdagen.
We'll talk about
det, right? det är alltid samma. Det är alltid samma.
Yeah. Yes.
Det är någon som blir arg. Och så är det, yes, så
yeah, somebody hit us up actually in our DMs asking, and they were specifically asking me what I think about it.
Mm.
I'm just like, I'm always gonna say the same thing.
Ja.
I had somebody hit me up on at the Laugh House. I think people assume, because of this podcast, they might assume that I'm going to be answer a certain way. But I'm going to say what you know what I mean? I didn't want to respond to the person because I was like, you're not going to like this shit, what I have to say. Because I'm not going to police anything that happens at my club.
Du pratar med stand-up Johnny.
Yes, it's stand-up Johnny, not podcast Johnny.
Inte Sova Händer Johnny.
No, this ain't Sova Händer Johnny. No, I chuckled at the joke you didn't like. No, but I guess we have many hats, like you said, stand-up John, podcast John, you know, dad John, you know, it's always different.
Ja, but, du har fem olika poddar och
yeah,
alla dem,
yeah, man,
different kind of Johnny.
Different kind of Johnny. Some might call it schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Some call it multi-talented.
Yeah.
It depends. But what do you want to get off your chest about the situation? Because my problem has been the coverage.
Ja, definitivt. Och det började redan, jag vill säga, alltså, om man börjar från 7 oktober så kan man säga från slutet av oktober så tittade jag på svensk tv och svensk radio och var så här, det är någonting som inte stämmer här. Det är så extremt näringsfattigt. Det finns inga rapporter. Varför kan de inte rapportera? Det måste ju uppenbarligen vara massor som händer. Massor med människor som ser saker. Om man inte har egna reporters där nere, hitta andra reportrar, yeah, som kan rapportera vad som händer. Och jag tittade på public service och TV4 och de nyheterna var så här, de säger ju ingenting. Och jag vet inte varför. Och sen fick jag gräva vidare och hitta liksom internationella nyhetskällor som var extremt matiga. Det var väldigt mycket information, väldigt mycket bilder.
What media was this that you...
AJ, man.
Yes, I was looking for some clips in preparation for this conversation. And all the ones that... Because I was looking for clips that critiqued Western media.
Mm.
And AJ was the one, man. Al Jazeera.
Ja, det är inte bara det att de kritiserar
västmedia. They also tell the story, yeah.
De var de enda som hade reportrar inuti Gaza som rapporterade till dem.
Okay.
Det var ju massor med Al Jazeera-reportrar i Gaza som rapporterade inifrån. Och jag bara såhär, varför har jag inte sett det här i svensk media. Det är helt obegripligt. Det är väl för att de är rädda för att så här, framstå som partiska. För de tycker att så här, det här är palestinier i Gaza. Som rapporterar. Jag fattar ingenting. Men efter det bara slutade jag titta på svensk media. Det finns ingen anledning att sitta och titta på ingenting i en halvtimme varje dag. Det är lönlöst. Så sen får man gräva vidare så i sociala medier och andra så nyhetsrapporter liksom från där man hittar dem. Men Al Jazeera har alltid varit så här grunden. Där fanns, det var dygnet runt av bra rapportering. Liksom.
I watch at this time of the cycle, the political cycle, of course I'm embedded in the US election. You know what I mean? That's one of the things I'm concerned / passionate about. Mm. You know? And so that means I'm watching a lot of U.S. media at this time. And I get so disappointed because it's kind of in passing. It's one of the biggest stories in the world is this conflict or this genocide or war or whatever you want to call it that's happening in Gaza.
It's not a conflict.
Yeah, I know. That's what they're calling. They're saying conflict or they're saying Israel-Hamas war. That's starting to bother me too. That they're calling it the Israel-Hamas war. And it's like, it's not who's dying, man.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating me.
Man får hitta en balans där, för å ena sidan har det så här, news from the mass murder in Gaza.
Right.
News from the genocide campaign. Och så kan man ta tillbaka till lite, så bara så här, news from the Israel, Palestine. Jag vet inte vad som finns mellan folkmord och konflikt. Det måste finnas ett ord däremellan någonstans. Men de har gått på konflikt, vilket är bizarrt.
Yeah. And the I read something about the description, the disparity in the descriptions between the two of the descriptions of the attack on October 7th and then of the response. Like how when they're saying people, women and children, or they're saying, you know, just people dying, and but they're not saying how it happened. Because every time you heard about the October 7th attack, you heard who's responsible for it. But then when you hear the deaths, you don't. They don't say we know who's responsible for it.
Civilians brutally murdered.
Right.
Casualties.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. It's just. It's so obvious. I haven't seen much Swedish media on it, but I haven't seen anything that made me like, ah, there we go. You know what I mean?
Vill man ha information, då kan man nog inte gå till svensk media idag. Det är inte ens lönt. Jag har inte sett någonting i svensk media som rapporterar korrekt. Eller korrekt, det är bara, som jag sa, det finns ingenting där. De ger ingen information.
Is Swedish, like where does Sweden lie as far as in their relationship with Israel?
Men nu är det 100% pro-Israel. Alltså den här regeringen.
Okej.
De är ju bara så här, de är full on, de är med, jag skulle vilja säga att någonstans mellan UK och eller, nej, jag tror att det är så här, USA, UK, Tyskland, Sverige. Alltså i grad av support. USA ger dem alla vapen de behöver för att utföra folkmordet. UK bara heja på. De är starkaste hejarklacken. Tyskland är mer så. Och det här är inte bra, men vi kommer att fortsätta ge er pengar och stöd. Liksom, politiskt och ekonomiskt. Och Sverige är mer så. Ni har våra moraliska support. Så I'm strax little... under Tyskland skulle jag säga stöd. Det är min
Shit.
Bedömning.
Damn.
Ja, nej, de är 100% för Israel. Ja. Var det här nyheter för dig?
I didn't know it was like that. I don't know. No, yes, it is news for me. It's news to me.
Det är min
know.
Bedömning. Någon annan kanske har en annan uppfattning. Det är svårt att säga.
Okay.
Det finns ju ingen liksom, det är ingen liga med.
But they don't say like cuz maybe it's my the people I hang out with that it feels more like more questioning, but I guess you can't get more supportive than American, you know what I mean?
Nej, det ska väl vara liksom israeliska nazister liksom.
I had a because I have a friend actually we have a mutual friend that actually we had to have a conversation about it. I was shocked that he was just so used to spouting the I stand with Israel. Like that's kind of what we It's just how we, you know, we grow up. Just like, oh yeah, of course we're
also, an American friend.
Yeah, American friend. Uh-huh. Yeah, and he said that he was like, people got all weird at the party when I said it. I was like, yeah, man.
But they were high,
it was here. So he lives in Sweden, and I was like, bro. And then we talked, and then like he called me back half an hour later after like starting to do some research. He was like, bro,
did you know? Exactly. I had no, what, yes. What's, go, did you know, they do that?
Yes. He was like, it's a fucking genocide, bro. I was like, yeah, man. He's like, I got to stop saying that. I was like, yes, that's what I'm trying to say. And I think he assumed that I was going to go into that same mode of like, of course, man. What are they thinking talking to you like that? But credit to him, he was open-minded.
Oh, this
and he went, and we discussed other things too. Is one of my close friends. You probably know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it was an interesting thing that a lot of like high school friends and stuff that I still keep in touch with, it's like a relearning that has to happen. Ja. We've been straight up brainwashed.
Ja, och det är därför de är så rädda nu för det nya medielandskapet och vill förbjuda TikTok. Det finns bara en anledning till att de vill förbjuda TikTok. Ni kanske har pratat om det här.
No, we haven't.
Nej, men det är väl nästan klart nu. Det gick väl igenom kongressen. Att de ska förbjuda TikTok. Eller så här,
det
ska...
No, it didn't go through. It's a bill though. There's a bill out there. But it's not a
men sen ska
law
den gå till senaten. Yeah. Och presidenten har sagt att om den hamnar på mitt skrivbord så kommer jag skriva under den direkt.
Och... Mm, I didn't even put the two together. But it makes sense. It makes sense.
För TikTok
like...
är den största liksom, drivkraften för att... Alltså, vända på den här opinionen i USA att så här, att Israel är en liksom en folkmördar fasciststat som har bedrivit en apartheidregim i 75 år och har satt människor i getton och nu har börjat med folk ett så regelrätt jävla folkmord och det börjar folk fatta nu. Och det är TikTok som är den största drivande kraften bakom den här opinionen som håller på att vända. Och det är därför de vill förbjuda TikTok som är så här, vi bryr oss om din, liksom, din personliga information. But, nej, you couldn't give a fuck about personlig information.
I just had to click and accept from Facebook yesterday.
Ja. Men,
from Instagram. Yeah.
Och nu vill de liksom förbjuda den och då är den här Mnuchin, minns du Mnuchin?
No, what is it?
Jag tror han var gammal justitieminister eller sånt där. Han ska dra ihop ett gäng för att köpa TikTok.
I heard about that. Steven to keep Mnuchin. It from, I don't know the person, but I do know the strategy they're trying to use to buy it from the, whatever they call it, something dance or whatever.
Ja, något kinesiskt.
Dance Bite.
Ja, något kinesiskt bolag. Och det är ju bara för att så här, vi måste få bort den här Free Palestine-hashtaggen, liksom, för att det är den största faran just nu. Liksom.
Oh, is that why he's trying to buy it? Okay, I thought it was to save it from getting... from getting banned.
Ja, de kan
nog alltså, they lose that excuse.
Ja.
If it's not banned, like if it's not owned by a Chinese company, then there's their excuse is gone.
Ja, men precis. Men då kan du ju rädda det, men då kan du också kontrollera informationen. Så jag kan tänka mig att om de tar kines eller vad heter hashtaggen Free Palestine efter att de har köpt den, då kan du se den bara dyka. Den kommer inte finnas kvar längre liksom.
Så då This sounds a little bit like a conspiracy theory.
Ja, vi får se vad som händer. Jag vågar sätta pengar på att det är det som kommer att hända. Jag vågar sätta pengar på det. Det kommer hända i år. För att det måste hända innan presidentvalet är över.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's another theory out there. There's facts out there that the Swedish defense has spent some money on exporting weapons.
Or made money.
And made money.
No.
And what's the amount?
Jag tror det var nästan 12 miljarder, va?
Yeah, 12 billion crowns, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like dollars. Crowns, right? 11.7 billion crowns.
Swedish, det är massivt. Det är otroligt mycket pengar.
But we don't know what country the money went to.
We don't know what country.
That's partially why I asked you.
But för att det är hemligt, eller?
I partially asked you because I asked you about the relationship between Sweden and Israel. Mm. Because, I mean, there's a lot of conflicts going on now. So maybe, can't rule out Haiti.
Nej. Nej, de behöver motorcyklar och AK-47 också. för jag gissar att det är det Sverige säljer. Små motorcyklar och AK-47.
Ukraine is now, you know?
Ja, det är sant. Det är sant.
Men there's also Ethiopia. There's a conflict in Ethiopia right now. There's a Congo. You know, we got some things going on. Maybe Sweden is, you know?
Men med det ska man ju också ha i åtanke att Sverige har varit väldigt öppna med att säga att man supportar Ukraina med vapen och sånt där.
Mm.
Så det vore ju konstigt om de bara, nu har vi sålt vapen till ett hemligt land. Men Ukraina, det är uppenbart vad det är.
Yeah.
Låter jag konspiratoriskt nu när jag säger att det är så jävla säkert.
No, you just say it with your chest. No wrong with saying it with your chest.
Det är så jävla uppenbart.
But I mean, keeping it a secret is...
De vill inte säga vilket land det är.
Right.
Då vet vi vilket land det är.
Exactly. And that would, man. Is there... I don't know yet, but I'm hoping that the fact that this Svenska Freds put the information out there, I'm hoping that it puts pressure on them to reveal it. Like that's what I don't see here is like, I don't see press conferences where they get, you know, where the press secretary is standing there eating shit. You know what I mean?
Nej, det finns inget motstånd längre. Svensk journalistkår är så jävla vek. Det är bara veka jävla skräpmänniskor. De har ingen stolthet i sitt yrke. Jag bara tänkte på det här om dagen när det kom ut rapporter om att Israel, liksom medvetet, det har de gjort i flera månader, men de medvetet siktar in sig på journalister inne i Gaza för att tysta, den rösten måste tystas.
Mm.
Om det inte finns några rapporter därifrån, då är det bara en vit fläck på kartan. Mm. Eller det är bara liksom det är radioskugga. Och då kan de mörda ännu mer människor. Mm. Och ingen kommer att få reda på det. Så de har liksom medvetet siktat på journalister. Och det är ingen svensk journalist, väldigt, väldigt få ska jag säga. Men de allra flesta i svenska journalistkåren har varit tysta kring det här. Och det här är deras kollegor. Man pratar väldigt mycket om så här, hur jävla viktigt det är med journalister i världen.
Mm, yeah.
I Kina eller i Mellanöstern eller vad som helst. Så här. Men nu när de faktiskt alltså på riktigt mördar journalister. Det är hundratals journalister i Gaza som har blivit mördade av israeliska luftangrepp. Och jag har inte hört, liksom, det har inte varit på Aktuellt eller Rapport. Det borde vara på TV varje dag.
Where are you getting this information from?
AJ.
Is AJ all day? AJ all day.
Yeah.
So they've reported that there's hundreds, because I never heard this either. It's news to me.
Ja.
Right now. I know if Amat was there, he'd be like, come on, John.
Du måste ha AJ varje dag, dygnet runt. Det måste vara liksom första du sätter på TV:n där. All day.
Is there, how do you watch AJT?
YouTube Live.
YouTube Live. Okay. Oh. Damn.
Did I
know that?
Det är 24 timmar.
It's like CNN, but just...
But real.
Real. No agenda.
Du hörde om CNN och Israel också, va?
No, I have not, no.
Varje CNN-rapportering måste gå genom typ israeliska...
I've heard this, but I didn't know if that was fact-checked or sourced.
Vad är det för? Det är någon sorts militärt... departement eller sånt där.
To make sure that the right words are being used. I have heard that.
Så de kollar igenom det, vilket betyder att CNN jobbar för Israel stort sett. Det är typ ett statsorgan för Israel. De måste godkänna all rapportering och sånt där. Det där kan vi bara skita i.
But what was this at, man? You bombarded me with stuff now, man. Where can I find that information? Because that wasn't an AJ thing, right? The CNN. I saw that somewhere, but it was kind of it felt like a theory more than...
Det går nog att hitta, men jag tror att jag såg det på Al Jazeera också.
Okej.
Okay. Så det är skitmycket. Jag vet inte, jag har svårt att förstå att så här, jag kanske tänker undermedvetet att om jag ser det här, då måste ju alla andra ha sett det här också.
I think everybody feels that way. I think everybody feels that way as far as the way that they're thinking too. Like if I'm looking at this as a genocide, or if I'm looking at Trump as a fucking least
savior
qualified.
No, sorry.
No, that's no. That was last week. No, if I'm looking at him as the least qualified person ever, or a greedy person taking advantage of the you know, poor people, then everybody should feel that way, because it's almost like this is good music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You are convinced. This is good music. There's no way you're gonna tell me that Taylor Swift isn't good. You know what I mean? Nej. When I hear this song, everybody should think this is a good song type of thing. Mm. And it's like we're...
Eller i alla fall har en åsikt, eller i alla fall har hört den. Så bara, hur kan du inte ha hört det här?
Exactly.
Det har ju varit på 20 gånger om dagen.
Du måste ha hört det. That's och another thing too. It's different because it's like, it's facts out there.
How jag, kan, jag måste tänka om. Det var samma sak som det här när det här kom. Det kom som en chock för människor. Med Gaza och sånt där. Jag bara, men hur kan du inte veta någonting? Det här har ju varit på tv i varje dag i hela mitt liv. Men för många kanske inte har varit det. Jag blir helt så här... För mig har det varit så här, det här har varit hela mitt liv. Har det varit någonting från Palestina?
Mm.
Men så är det folk som bara, nej, jag hade ingen aning. Bara, hur fan kan du inte... Har du inte satt på en tv-apparat på 30 år? Eller 35
år? I had like a surface knowledge. I had a like a... I didn't know the whole story behind the whole thing. Unfortunately, I didn't find out about that until I moved here. But I had a surface knowledge of it, and I had a always said the tagline of needs to be a two-state solution. Mm. It's like the thing always that type of thing. That was it, man.
Nej, men jag tror att det är svårare i USA, för att där är ju medvetet att man inte rapporterar om det, för att det är så här, låt oss inte prata om det där jobbiga, för vi är ju på deras sida, och det är bara så här, okej, och fan också, nu har de gjort något jobbigt igen. Det är som att man har liksom en så här,
domestic violence might be the
crack person. Addict niece exactly. Somewhere. It's about, oh, yeah, she fucked up again. Like, let's not talk about it at the reunion.
exactly.
Men för mig har det varit så. Det har ju varit på, liksom, det har varit varje dag på något sätt på TV eller i radio eller på film eller i tidningar sen jag kan minnas, sen jag var 6 år gammal. Så för mig kan jag inte förstå hur man inte kan ha koll på det. Yeah. Men det kan man tydligt. Det är möjligt.
Nowadays, I mean, you mentioned TikTok. We have so many distractions and stuff. So.
Sen är det så, jag har ju inte koll på alla liksom, den typen av förtryck i världen. Så jag har koll på några stycken. Jag hade mycket, liksom, jag satte mig in i Nordirland liksom, på 90-talet.
Mm.
Det är också en sån, alltså, det är liknande Gaza.
Mm.
Det är en sån kolonisationsmakt som kommer och förtrycker ett folk. Stänger in dem i getton. Alltså allt det där. Det är samma metod de använder. Så Nordirland och IRA, hela den biten på 90-talet, så här, det satt jag mig in i. Och sen lite senare... Så här,
and they're one of the biggest supporters right now.
Irland, ja.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah. They are going hard. They're speaking publicly and everything.
I have so much love for the Irish people, you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
Jag pratade om det igår. Alltså, det är bara två irlandare i hela världen som jag inte gillar. Alla andra älskar jag förbehållslöst.
Who are the two you don't like?
Conor McGregor och Bono.
Damn, Bono got a stray, man.
Aj, fuck him. Fuck Bono.
Oh, Bono.
Som också supportar Israel för övrigt.
Really?
Exactly.
Huh.
It's like, he's talking about all those beautiful people. at the music festival. Motherfucker, have you seen the genocide next door?
Next door.
It was literally next door. Like, fuck those people. They're not buying records.
Bitch!
Nej, men vart var det? Jo, men Irland. Jo, så den konflikten. Och sen lite senare så här, Turkiets förtryck av kurder. Yeah. Har man ju satt sig in i lite. Finns så här, det är många kurder i Sverige som är här för att de är kurder och de liksom var tvungna att fly på grund av turkarnas förtryck. Liksom. Så det är väl, och sen är det väl typ så här, det amerikanska slaveriet, det var ju inte i vår livstid, men man har ju liksom lärt sig om det och läst om det och sånt där. Så det, och det, men allt handlar om så här, förtryckta människors uprising. Right. It's about
like
uprising.
Civil rights.
Så det, och det är de, men sen finns det ju massor med konflikter jag inte har koll på. Och det är ofta så här pro-Israel-människors sätt att vara så här, jaha, men varför bryr du så mycket om Israel-Palestina om du inte bryr dig om den här konflikten eller den här konflikten? Jag bara så här, det är inte för de du vet vad de antyder. Ja, du för att du vill peta på det här för att du inte gillar då, du gillar inte oss. Men det är liksom det är
oldest trick in the book.
Ja, apartheid Sydafrika ska jag också säga, det var en grej när man växte upp. 80-talet och 90-talet var en väldigt stark, liksom, stark motstånd mot apartheid Sydafrika och bojkotter och sanktioner mot Sydafrika av den anledningen. Men det är de fyra konflikterna jag kan. I övrigt så, men sen finns det ju massor med olika som.
Of course. Damn, I feel, but I'm glad I live here now to get out of the fog and like the constant distraction that exists in the States. It's all about, I don't know, it's like there's a, so our big bubble.
Vet du vad jag märkte när jag bodde i USA? Det var att det var också väldigt näringsfattiga tv-nyheter, men alltså vanliga nyheter klockan 7 på kvällen eller 8 på kvällen.
Yeah.
Local bullshit.
Local news, yeah.
Local bullshit.
Yeah.
A dog was lost and I want to know what's going on in Congress. I want to know what's going on with at the Department of Defense. What are they doing? The big.
But that's afterwards.
Issues.
Didn't they have world news tonight after?
I didn't see it. All I saw was
you turned the TV off. That's your fault, man.
Yeah, but
Peter Jennings was the guy, man. He's the guy. World news. Oh, Walter Cronkite back before that, before my day.
Yeah.
But you always had your national news anchor. You don't really have it so much anymore. But it was like the evening news. When I was a kid, they still had the one reporter that had world news tonight. I don't know exactly what they showed on it. I tuned out and waited until 8 o'clock to watch TV shows.
I couldn't find it. I found was local bullshit, which was like
the local is
and
like
after
5 o'clock.
A while I was like, I don't. Can I get some?
Yeah, squirrel on a, what's it called, on a Anchorman? It's like that type of stuff.
Yeah,
squirrel on a skateboard. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's like, the local news.
And yeah, I could feel. I was 17.
Yo, I'm from Miami, so my local news
killing it.
That was killing it. We had the good. We eat popcorn over. I saw my first murder was on the local news.
Every man is Florida man.
I saw this guy. My mom was like, I had to ask my mom. They were like, they warned on the local news, we're going to show this murder. Do you, like, tell your kids to leave the room? And I was like, Mom, can I stay for the murder? And she was like, yeah. And she let me watch it. This guy.
Only this time.
This woman was a news reporter, and she got killed on the air by her husband.
What?
But you don't see, like, the gunshot going in. You just see, like, the cameraman fall, like, drops the camera. And she's like, you see her body next to, like, on the camera. And then the feet of the camera, like, running off, and the husband running the other way or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, damn. Thanks, Mom. So, can I get some ice cream? Yeah, that shit was wild.
Oh, wow.
Channel 7 News in Miami was wild, man.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But then I didn't learn about fucking Palestine.
No, I didn't, bro.
But I know that lady got shot in the goddamn head. 7 o'clock.
Nu är det så på Instagram. Ibland skickar jag såna grejer till dig.
Yes, all the time. Ibland. Wrong word.
0 days without witnessing a murder on Instagram. Det är alltid varje dag, va?
Yeah, man.
Helvete.
I appreciate it too. I'm one of your friends that'll watch it.
Always happy to send murder to you.
Man, well, I wanted to, I guess, kind of lighten it up, but still you're a comedian. You don't do stand up as much anymore.
Nej, för jag får svårt att liksom hitta, alltså, dels är det bara så här, när ska jag göra det på kvällarna, och dels är det
new dad.
Jag vet, ja, new dad, och sen är det också, jag vet fan, jag vet hur lång tid det tar att komma i form.
Yeah.
Det är som, ja, du håller på med boxning nu liksom.
Yeah.
Det tar lång tid att komma i form.
Yeah, I don't know shit, yeah.
Och jag bara känner så här, det är som något jävla berg man måste ta sig upp för att bara okej.
Okay. No. Like my trainer Attila, he used to box at a very high level.
Mm.
So if he were to get back into it, it would be a quick thing for him.
Jo.
Think about it more like that than me learning how to box. You've been doing stand up for
länge, men
yeah, exactly.
Men det,
so it'll be, you'll be back quickly.
Nej, men jag vet också att det är så här, men säg att jag tänker på så här 30, 40, 50 spottar tänker jag.
Mm.
Jag behöver alltså 10 räcker inte.
Yeah, no.
20 räcker absolut inte. Minst 30, 40, då kanske jag börjar.
In Stockholm, that's 4 weeks.
Ja, jag vet, men det är 4 weeks of hard work.
Well, I was saying that because you haven't done stand-up in a while, but you're still around us, comedians, every day. You're focusing on comedy every day with your podcast.
Ja.
So you still got the muscles, I can see it. We, you know, we enjoy it.
Ja, det är nog inget problem. Jag tror att det är mer bara... Det är inte så att jag ser en skräck, men jag bara vet, jag vet hur jävla hårt arbete det är. Det är det hårdaste arbetet av allt man gör. Att så här, skriva ihop material, slänga, testa, slänga, skriva om, testa. Det är, alltså, jag vet inte vad din ratio är, men jag upplevde att jag hade ratio så 1-7 kanske. Jag måste skriva 7 skämt för att behålla 1.
Nah, but I have stories, I got stories.
Yeah, man, I'm a storyteller too.
Yeah,
but
I got better stories.
Better part of the stories suck.
I got good stories, man.
Oh, you got good stories. That's a good idea.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's good ones.
Bro tips. Good stories.
Funny ones.
Funny ones.
Funny stories.
Funny
stories.
Yeah. How about funny jokes instead of just shit garbage
hey,
jokes?
Hey, man. Hey, to each their own.
Oh.
No, I was saying it because of this. I want to talk about this EFS thing before I let you go. The a joke they made. I don't know if we'll go into the joke. We'll probably play the joke in here as well. Of
Yeah. We that, played it too.
That they. Oh, okay. So yeah. You know the joke. Okay,
I know the joke.
And one thing I want to say, because somebody hit me up about it, and I did talk to them about it privately on our DMs, but that you know, there's comedy writers on the show. And they write for people that aren't stand-up comedians.
Yep. So I used to do that.
Yeah, so I think that's part of the thing, too, is sometimes on this show, there's people that aren't comedians telling jokes that they don't do. It's not what they do.
Oh, so you have...
Their profiles.
Yeah. When I was... när jag gjorde det, då var vi ofta stand-up-komiker som skrev skämt också.
Right.
Så man kunde... Liksom, och så skrev man ofta till en specifik person som man
right.
kunde... Men här var
but they
här
might not
bara,
deliver like you.
Nah.
You know what I mean? We know how to tell a joke.
Yeah.
But do you remember what the joke? You remember how the joke went?
Ska vi spela det?
Yeah.
Vilken invandrargrupp fick flest uppehållstillstånd i Sverige 2022?
2022 så var det faktiskt folk från Indien och Polen som var den största invandrargruppen.
Ja, man är kanske inte tror att det är Polen och Indien, för att det är inte dem. Mm. Det är faktiskt inte så konstigt nog. Många som kom från Ukraina och fick stanna. Så Ukraina helt enkelt.
Mm. Ja, men det stämmer inte.
Men man kanske liksom inte tänker på det så mycket för att de är ljushåriga så de smälter in. Mm. Det kanske typ så mest märks på typ bordellerna.
Some people look shocked on there.
Yeah.
It's almost like they didn't know the joke was coming. Now, she's not a comedian, I'll say that as well, that she's not a stand-up comedian.
Right.
So, I don't know how you would deliver that differently.
Vi snackade om att man skulle göra mer som, alltså,
like a little more,
om man tänker sig som Louis C.K. hade sagt det, om man hade sagt precis det här, att bara fortsätta med att bara säga, jag menar inte att det är bra, jag säger bara att det är det är.
Hon
säger ju, hon kanske...
She said it like, you know what, you said like, she said it like she knew that it was a rough joke.
Ja.
But you gotta, you gotta have it. I don't know what I'm saying. Ja. But it's not to where I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe them.
Det är inte briljant skrivet heller. Det måste ju slipas.
Yeah.
Framförallt om man ska säga något så kontroversiellt. Då får man antingen säga det superklumpigt och sen följa upp det med, alltså man får använda den med att följa upp det med något annat. Eller så får sen måste det vara helt perfekt. Liksom. Men du kan inte bara säga, man kanske mest märker det på bordellerna. För att de är horor. Det går inte. Det är för mycket liksom.
It's like, oh man, just double down, huh?
Nej, men precis. Du måste... Det hade i och för sig varit kul. Om man bara så här, man kanske mest märker på bordellerna. Och sen är det bara sån... Och hon tar det som att ingen fattar skämtet. Och sen bara... För att de är horor.
Then you could do it like that. No, I'm not gonna. That joke didn't offend me. It wasn't the best joke.
Well, you're not a Ukrainian woman.
Yeah. Well, I don't think. It's more of a statement. I mean, if you break it down, it's not about. It's about us being. It's about the guys that's gonna do that. Like bring them here and then put them in the.
Det är det. Jag tror man måste rikta skämtet mot.
Sweden.
Med svenska män som köper sex eller de som liksom
men in general
de som utnyttjar
exactly.
kvinnor. Det man måste rikta udden ditåt.
Yeah.
Istället för att bara säga ukrainska kvinnor är horor. ni fattar skämtet va? De är horor allihopa. Det funkar inte. Du skrattar för sig.
The one you do it like that, because it's so ridiculous that I think it's funny. When you go say it in the microphone, like that's just hilarious.
Just lips on mic. Just
or even better, if she's talking into the mic on the shirt. that's another way to do it. But yeah, I don't know. How much of it do you think is they've been waiting for something from this show?
Men det här var inte första gången det blev kontrovers i den här. Jag tror att det har hänt förut.
Okay, I must have missed the last one.
Jag tror att de sitter och väntar och bara så, nu kommer det bli någonting.
Okay. Because I don't know how much people really like this show being out there.
Mm. Nej, jag kan inte tänka. Det är väldigt modigt, för det är inte den bästa tiden att ha det här programmet. Alltså,
yeah.
Det är mycket rasism. Det är mycket
exactly.
Sverigedemokraterna. Public service. Yeah. De är lite så att villkora existens och bara, regeringen är så nej, vi kanske ska dra in alla era pengar för att om inte ni gör lite, säger lite som, saker som vi gillar då kanske det inte blir några pengar så att det är modigt att göra det nu.
Yeah, I love it that it exists.
Ja.
So.
Men ja, jag vet inte.
I don't like them apologizing for it.
Är det någon som har gjort det? Jag tror inte.
Yeah, I thought they came out and apologized. Yeah. Huh. SVT apologized for it. Huh. Joke. Huh.
Okay.
Unless I'm mistaken.
Nej, jag hörde bara Ela Fahli som sa att vi skojar om alla i det här programmet.
Good.
I'm
glad she's still here. She's like a producer for the show, right?
Ela Fahli.
Yeah.
Jag vet inte.
I'm pretty sure she's up like a part of the one of the big shots there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm glad that she was
Balls of a producent och bara, jag tar det här programmet också.
Yeah. Now I'm pretty sure that she's
Men såg du Ahmeds grej när han blev presenterad? Du såg inte det?
Nej.
Du vet när det är så här, nästa program som kommer upp eller så här, imorgon klockan 10 då har vi det här programmet. Och så var det en bild på Ahmed och så stod det IFS och så sa hon hallå som annonserade programmet och så. Och snart blir det liksom det IFS med Kodjo Akolo.
Oh yes! I saw him put that up. Yeah.
Och Ahmed visade det för mig och jag bara, dude, det här är som Samuel L. Jackson. You think I'm Lawrence Fishburne?
Oh, that was great.
Jag pratade om Lawrence Fishburne-filmer. I'm not, we don't all look the same.
Oh, that was fantastic. That
Men was... sen skickade Ahmed en sån mess till mig och bara, SVT har just kontaktat mig och bett om ursäkt.
Oh, wow.
Det hade varit kul om att skicka ut ursäkten till Kodjo Akolo. Vad är det som händer?
Said, oh, they didn't know. Okay, they didn't apologize. They still with it. They said, nej, det kommer vi förstås inte göra. Det som sagt i programmet, som sägs i programmet ligger inom yttrandefrihetens ramar.
Ja, det är klart. Det är klart det gör.
Oh, my bad. I thought they apologized. Look at me thinking they were gonna punk out. Det är förståeligt att folk har reagerat på kommentaren, fortsätter Hill.
Hon betonar dock att EFS är ett humorprogram som gärna tar ut svängarna.
Ja.
Nice! I take it back, man. I was corrected. Thank you, Clara. Mm. I was corrected and got the right information out there because I'm glad they stood. I'm glad it did. A lot of times I see them punk. No, stand by it, man. Mm. Y'all edited it. You came. It looks weak if you went through the whole process, put it out there as if like, oh, shit, this was live. Yeah, I like it. All right, man. You got parenting to do.
Oh, ska vi sluta nu? Jag fick inte ens prata om St. Patrick's Day.
Let's go, man. What you got to say about St. Patrick's Day?
I don't approve. I don't like it.
I forgot about it this year, for real, honestly.
Ja.
Men det, not, because in the States, it's a big deal, man.
Ja,
och green det verkligen, beers, green everything.
Och ja, det
pinch, väl, you get pinched. You remember, you lived in the States. You get pinched if you don't wear green that day. Or did you know that?
Nej, det minns jag inte.
People pinch you if you don't wear green on the
17th. I think I got pinched every day, regardless.
That's just catcalling.
Yeah, I think it's bullying.
Pinched in a locker.
It's not St. Patrick's Day, no.
No, but fuck you, man.
Nej, men det, mitt problem är att så här. Okay, och det här känns som en så vad händer topic.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like it, yeah.
Dels är så, det, alla firar St. Patrick's Day. De alla bara säger, I'm Irish, I'm Irish, I'm so Irish. So, no, you've won 48th Irish. It's bullshit. You can't claim to be Irish just because you had one neighbor. Your great-grandfather had a neighbor who was Irish. It doesn't. Everybody can't be Irish, first of all.
Strong.
But they all claim Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why they do it? What I think they do it? Like white people, how they claim Irish?
How so?
Because it's a loophole. It's a loophole to being, to whitewash yourself of guilt. Because every white group has guilt. Except for the Irish, because they're the Palestinians of Europe.
Of whiteness?
They're the Palestinians
of Europe, okay.
Like Jews, who were heavily persecuted through centuries in Europe. Some Jewish people feel guilt because of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But Irish people have zero guilt. They were the oppressed. They were the colonized.
Mm.
They were the subjected to tyranny. But now they can have both white privilege and the underdog position, and that's why it's so attractive to claim Irish. And it's fucking disgusting how they do it. It's disgusting.
So St. Patrick's Day brings out the luxury.
Yeah, complete luxury.
If you had any Irish blood, you can latch on to that in order
and
to
rid yourself of the German, Anglo-Saxon,
Welsh,
all that guilt. All that guilt is gone because you're Irish and
today.
You're pure and you have and you're still white and you're still on top, but you have zero guilt.
I like
Fuck
it, man.
Fuck the Irish Americans and whoever claims to be. Have
no time
nothing.
To slavery anymore.
Yeah, you have zero reason to feel oppressed. They were oppressed for like 2 years in 1881. That's it, or even earlier before the Civil War, they came over on the the potato boats, and I have all the love for the Irish people, the real Irish.
The real Irish, not American.
Because they were colonized for 800 years.
Mm.
They starved them to death. They even had to leave their country. You know, they took all their food, like the whole potato thing is not because only potatoes grow in Ireland. Lots of food grew in Ireland. They just took it from them and they only left potatoes.
Damn.
They're like, you can keep the potatoes, we'll take everything. And they exported it to America. Some Irish famine refugees were even on the same boat as the food the English stole from them. They were on the same boats. That's why I had to go to America, because there was no food left.
So the ones who were on that boat brought their Irish blood to America and are now celebrated at St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
You don't talk down on those people, Martin.
Yeah, but there's no test. There's no anybody can claim Irishness.
That's true.
And they were oppressed, you know, every immigrant group comes. Varför pratar engelska? Varje invandrargrupp som kommer till USA, de börjar längst ner. Eller de började näst längst ner. För att de svarta var alltid längst ner. Men de börjar näst längst ner för att de är vita. Och sen för varje generation så går det lite liksom, de flyttar upp och så kommer nästa in och börjar längst ner. Men irländarna kom så början av 1800-talet liksom, början av, tog över polisen. Alla blev poliser. Det är också makt. Och sen har det varit så att 10 generationer nu är president som är Irish. Joe Biden is Irish.
He don't like to talk about abortion because of that.
Yeah. Han sa till och med så här, hey, we're from the BBC. BBC, I'm Irish. You're not fucking Irish.
that's our problem too, man. Ja. We will latch on to our... We're all looking,
men speciellt
man.
Att vara just det här underdog-perspektivet när du har varit...
But Italian-Americans do it too.
They're not white.
They're not white. I want to dig in more to your race, France. They're not white, okay.
They're white now?
They're white when they want to be. They're selective whites.
När man är uppväxt i Sverige med de blondaste människorna i hela världen,
yeah.
Och det kommer sådana italienare och greker som är så här, och kolla på de där så här färgade människorna, bara, du är en jävla blatte själv. Snacka inte om de jävla, att de är, för, du, vem fan är du, Giovanni? Vem fan är du, Kostas?
Ni
är alla svartskallar. Från det här perspektivet, ni är blattar allihopa.
This is white. You want to see white?
Ja, vill ni se white?
Hey, Lars, kom in.
Ja, verkligen. Snacka inte om att vara liksom vit, du är inte vit. Men har man bott i USA i 10 generationer eller 12 generationer, du, man kan inte hävda...
You're just white. Yeah, you're regular white. You're American
you're
white.
You're not a fucking underdog.
No, definitely not.
Nej. Så, och det,
by design, like you helped make it that way too.
Ja, verkligen.
Apathy, at the very least.
Det är det enda jag tänker på när jag ser de jävla idioterna fira St. Patrick's Day.
Damn. It's not what I think about, but man. Ja. Now it's all I'll be able to think about.
Bra.
Thank you, Martin. You've enlightened me.
Yep. It's a loophole.
It's a loophole. I love it. I love it. You got to take that for it. You know what? Next time you go on stage, boom. You got you a joke right there.
No, kanske.
See?
Kanske.
See that, man? Come back out. All right, man. Thanks so much for coming on, man. I really
always
appreciate you.
Always a pleasure. Jag ställer upp när du vill.
Yeah. Oh, good, man. I'll hit you up again. It's been fun. And those of you that don't know, Martin has a podcast called AMK Morgon.
Ja, varje morgon. Vi ska börja köpa fredagar nu också med Isak Malmberg.
Ah, yeah,
så varje morgon, 2 timmar om dagen, livestreamat. Jonathan är med ibland. Yeah. Och sen har jag en sportpodd som heter...
Almost every week.
Sen har jag en sportpodd som heter Division 9.
Yeah. For those, I'm on there sometimes too, man.
Ja.
American football correspondent, Jonathan Rollins. Ja.
Hey, John, what's going on? It's March.
Call me in September.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on, man.
Nope.
All right. Thanks. Later. So that was it. Conversation between Martin Sonneby and myself. I hope you enjoyed it. I found it insightful. You all have a new source to check out if you didn't know about Al Jazeera. He's really stoked about that. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did not, then send feedback. I accept feedback. You can email us at svholpolden@gmail.com. Those of you watching the video, as you can see, I accept feedback. I'm not dressed like Trevor today. See? Huh? See the outfit? Huh? Huh? No polo? Even though I wasn't dressed like Trevor anyway, but you know, I'm less like Trevor now. Or what you could do is you could find a picture of Trevor wearing this outfit, and then you can post it as if it's the same outfit he has on in the episode that we're watching, and then you can... be what we call a bad friend. But that bad friend will be back next week. Amat is going to be back. So let me know how you think I did in his absence. I miss him. I know y'all do too. So stay tuned for that. We do have other types of episodes. This was our main episode. But we have our Livsrådet episodes where we use our 77 years of life experience to answer your burning questions perfectly. So you can send that in via email, preferably. Some people send DMs, but we accept it. Hopefully we can get some more questions from y'all to answer. We have all the episodes. We have mini-sodes for Patreon subscribers. We have Ingrid Till. The next Ingrid Till coming up is about the U.S. election. So
I will be deep diving into that until that fateful day when we find out if America will finally fail as an empire, go down forever. And I'll be on here so sad if that does. But we're going to watch the race. It won't affect me too much, actually, because tomorrow I'm going to get my Swedish passport so I could be done with America. Am I a traitor or am I a new warrior for this country, which will soon be at war if America doesn't get their shit together? We'll see. I don't know. I don't know. But stay tuned. Thanks again for checking it out. And I'll be back soon. Thanks a lot. It's been me. For you. I'll let you later. Peace.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.